Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Bookside. I upload this episode from Monday to Friday, and every day I read a piece of Power and Prediction book written by amazing brains from Canada. Today, the section is called Investments in Not Deciding. So let's start reading. Were Jobs, Zuckerberg, or Obama really avoiding decisions with their daily clothing routine? Yes. If you look at the day, but not if you look at the whole picture. If you are going to wear the same thing every day, you better choose something suitable for the purpose. You can't afford to have something that is uncomfortable in different conditions or is inappropriate for a wide range of situations. It's not easy to find that outfit. The chances are that each spent considerable time arriving at their final choice. Seen in the light, rules are not really a lack of making a decision, but instead making a preemptive decision. We do that all the time when we plan. Few people travel without first booking accommodations, selecting return flights, and taking considerable effort pricing. Those who travel frequently reduce the cognitive load associated with picking by having prepared items, toiletries and chargers, that they're only used for that purpose. This is an entire exercise in managing when and how to decide that, in effect, allows you to save time by spending time up front. When you make such investment, it's not deciding. The resulting habits are hard to break. If they work well, the whole idea is to be unaware that you have a habit that could be improved by decisions. If you are in the business of developing AI, whose value is enabling decisions that are not being made, you will face an uphill battle in gaining adoption. Any investment public figures make with regard to their clothing routines pale in comparison to the investment most businesses and organizations make in not deciding. Despite maintaining reputations for the opposite, most organizations are not deciding machines. At the heart of this are standard operating procedures. These are detailed documents describing procedures for doing things all over the organization. Obviously, they differ from business to business, but no business does without them. While a startup operating procedure might economize on the need to revisit the wheel in terms of making decisions and thus play the role of investment in reducing cognitive load to the personal choices we have described thus far, they bring with them another benefit, reliability. When people in organizations are following rules, they are doing things that make it easier for other people to do their things without having to engage in costly communication such as meetings. The construction industry often breaks down the whole process into simpler tasks. There is a construction schedule with a line-by-line and day-by-day listing of every task to accomplish and in what order. The outcomes of those tasks are planned in advance. No one person on site has to think about more than their task. Their only role on completion is to report that they are done by indication of check mark and then move on. There are exceptions that require changes, and review, but for the most part, everything proceeds according to a plan. Each person does their part and notes when they have completed their task assigned. Such rules generate reliability and reduces uncertainty and then need to do achieve anything active to coordinate tasks. In effect, decisions are made up front and put in a plan. But the plan itself means that it's costly to change direction. So long as the issues they are rise are small, the things can proceed. However, a big issue can derail the plan, and a fixed set of standards of procedures can make it hard to change and adapt. As we'll see later in the book, if you want to throw AI into the mix of this finely tuned system rules, there will be an immediate challenge. The point of AI is to allow for decisions, but when decisions are made, coordination becomes difficult. Wow, what a chapter. It's actually, it's trying to disrupt everything we know. If there are so many decisions in an organization and they are there to protect their reliability, AI will probably change it because AI will find new, more optimal way and predict how we should behave instead of being a guard of any procedure in the company. What a perfect explanation of how AI is going to disrupt the changes. So let's meet tomorrow for the last section of this chapter of Power and Prediction and see what authors will expose us to. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you tomorrow.